says by the parish of Yaakov giving the brachas to his children. So, Veikra Yaakov Abonah, Vayim Ha'osfa Vagidah Lechem, Esa Sheikah Eschem Bachas Hayomim. And then he calls to Vishum Yaakov, Vishum Yisrael Avichem. It says he wanted Megalatem to Kates, and the Shechina was a Stalik, and Mela, he started the brachas. It's first of all, understanding the Havamina and the Maskana of it. What was the Havamina he wanted to, decided like a figure be Megaldon the Kates, and then the replacement is the Brachas. I mean, my Yishmael doesn't see now. It should have said that he didn't do it. And the second thing, then he gave them Brachas. It's Mashmanet Ki'ilu, it's another Oifin of it. We all spoke about it in a certain way. But Al Kopanim, understanding what is Yaakov's reason for wanting to be Megal the Kates, and that it says in the Sfarim that Yaakov Avinu is the Gemar of the Avis, his own in the world of Avis, Yaakov Avinu is the Kates, he's Oiches Be'akav Esav, he's the Ikvas of the Mashiach, he's holding on to the In his Metzias, he finalizes Avedis Avis. So B'meila, giving over to Klal Yisrael the finalization of the Avedis of Klal Yisrael is the Nekuda of Yaakov. That was his Havamina. But that leaves us very to understand, so what's the replacement by having Brachas over there? In the Brachas that Yosef gave, that Yaakov gave to Yosef, so it says he told him to bring his children, Vayivorech es Yosef, and he benched Yosef, Vayyema alekim es hashalcha avayzeh lefana vavitzok alekim roisim oida yema zeh, hamalach agorlisim koro, Yivorech es ane'orim v'yikorvem shri v'shem avayzeh. So the bracha, it says Vayivorech es Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Yosef, and it's Yaakov and Joseph, and it says, what's the bracha that Menashe and Ephraim specifically should be Nisrabe? It's not a bracha to Yosef, it's a bracha to the children. And it's interesting, when he benched the children, it's also, by Yivarachim Be'emu Leimor, V'choy Yivarach Yisrael Leimor, Yisrael Kim Ephraim Menashe. It's a little bit different. By Avram, there's a bracha of V'nivuchu V'chol Ge'aretz, that's the bracha is that they will bench in you. It doesn't say specifically it's a bracha on Avram. Here, this is the bracha to the children that other people will bench with them. It's a little bit similar to it. But b'chol ha'ifin, the etzim inyan of why is it that the bracha was a bracha not to Ephraim but rather to the children. So, l'maisa, the Ramami Panu, one of his forum, he doesn't explain it, but he sort of marks it on as a tushtal. He says, he's speaking over there about Moshe Rabbeinu and his children, and he says that the bracha to Moshe was through his children, like the bracha to Yaakov was through his son. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ve'escha le'goy gadol, I will make you into a big nation. This was by the Chet HaEgel when he told him Hanichali, and he said he wasn't allowed to live with a woman anymore, because by Har Sinai it was torn Prisha. So obviously it meant that his children. So you see that the bracha Ve'esa Yischol Goy Gadol could be shayach to children as well. In other words, not that he will have children, but the children he has will become a Goy Gadol. That's also called a bracha directly to Moshe. That's one. And he says, like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he told Yosef, I'm going to give you a bracha, and really he gave the children a bracha. So you see the parallel between the two. That's the way the Ramami Pana makes the Tushtel. It does say that Yaakov and Moshe have a similar bechina, that whatever it is that Yaakov is Keneged Torah, Moshe is certainly Keneged Torah, and it says that Yaakov is a more pnimistic b'china and Moshe is more chitzonistic b'china. Yaakov was the Tchila of Torah and Moshe is the Hemshech of Torah. So somewhere along the line, the common denominator of the two means that when you bench his children, you be'etzim benched him. And we have to try to understand why that is like that. What's about that b'china? The Zoya asks this kasha, and the Zoya answers two terutzim. Vayivorech es Yosef vayim lekim vahaykro isli stakolobe. It's a pasuk that you need to think about. Vayivorech es Yosef v'yashkron hocha brocha debarach lo Yosef lebnoi. He didn't bench Yosef anything, he benched his children. So they ask, I lebnoi vayivorech imi boile. And the kasha is, lemaisa, for whatever reason he benched the children of Yosef, he should say vayivorechim. He had two children. Mayu vayivorech as Yosef, la'ashkechem hocha disbarach Yosef. So one efshach. He benched Yosef. We don't find a bracha to Yosef. We don't find vayivorechem to the children. So it's a tar to the sasi one efshach asayas. Omer Rabbi Yosef answers, es daika. It says the chsiv es Yosef. The word es berachas of the bnoi habit. Because it's baruch and bnoi iyum is baruch. The S is a being mar by Yosef, and when them is baruch, Yosef is baruch. The brachas of the bnei the barnash brachas say iyu. The bracha of children is a bracha to him. So one teretz is that. Omer Ablaza, Rabbi Ablaza has a different pshat. Vayivorech es Yosef, es daika or ois daika. In other words, he's learning the word S. It's as if there's a hidden vav. And it's learned from, and you darshan the word as being ois. The baruch la ois kaima roza de bris de nota Yosef. It's a bracha to the kedusha of Yosef. Yosef was somebody who was shema the ois of bris. The ois of bris is the word that means kedusha zivuk in chazal. Or begin kachit kri tzadik os de Yosef roza de bris de kaima badel Yosef. That's the side of the bris kodesh that Yosef kept. That's the marvel. Also, in all these inyanim that there's a remez, the remez is always coming on top of that. In other words, fine. So we have to understand the two terutzim. One is that benching the children is like benching the fathers. There's something more to it. It's not just the pshat. I mean, the Ramami Panu is using the Zaya. He doesn't bring it, but he uses it. And he's saying that it's specific to the darga of Moshe Rabbeinu and to the darga of Yaakov Avinu. It's something inherent in the darga that we can say that to be true. And the fact that the Zohar says that it's Birchon, the Bonin is Birchon Tim, if I say that's only true of Yosef, or else the Kasha wouldn't be a Kasha. I mean, if we'd all feel that way, then they're fine. And then the second terrace, that the word Es Yosef is Marba de Bris Kodesh. It's very nice, but it still needs Pshat. I mean, he's asking a Kasha and Pshat, and the Kasha and Pshat still needs a Terrace. Let's take a look. Let's start with a Chazal, a famous Chazal, and not less Peledik. It says, Reb Nachman Reb Yitzchak was sitting in a Suda. Reb Nachman told Reb Yitzchak, Darshan. So he told him, you can't Darshan for a Suda, Shem Yachtim Konan Loveshim. After the Suda, Amalei Hacham Reb Yechanan, Yaakov Avinu Lemeis. So Reb Yitzchak said over from Reb Yechanan that Yaakov Avinu Lemeis. Only said on the Vechis, Softus of the Naya, Vechon Tachon Taya, Vechon Vechivai. The whole passage goes through Aspedim with Chanita and Kvura. Only Mikani Dersh, I have a puzzle on Darshan. Shenema va'alta altira avdi Yaakov nu Mashem v'altechas Yisrael kehini Moshiach ha-mirochayik v'zarech meret shivyom makesh hu lezarech mazar b'chayim afu b'chayim. So the pasuk is marbe. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, don't worry, I'm going to collect you and your children meret shivyom. So that means that he and his children will be present together. So just like his children are living, so too he's going to be living. So He says I'm dashing a pasuk. So what's the teretz? But the psukim say not like that. I mean, how do you dash a pasuk when the whole parasha deals with misa and so on? Then, Omer ki have a miftari me'adodi, when they were holding by going away, Omer says a divorchon mar. Why don't you give me a bracha? So he said. So Rabbi Yitzchak answered him, I'll tell you a mashal. This is a very famous mashal that became a song. A mashal that somebody is going in the midbar and he's very hungry, thirsty. He passed under the Ilan and he said, Ilan, Ilan, what should I bench you? The pears are misukin, the tzel is noya, the amas v'mayim is a verse tachtech, and yirotza shekol netir chenetim mecha yukum moischa. Af atab mabar checha. In the Torah, the Torah, and the Eishim, Bonim, Bonim, and the Yerotzen, the Yud, the Tzei, Mecha, Kamoischa. So obviously, this end piece is very kosher with the beginning piece. But it's very, very hard to understand my Kamashmalot. I mean, you should have a lot of nachas in your kids, is probably the most standard bracha there is. So the big, after much thought with a mashal yet, he gave him a mashal, and he said, the mashal with a tree, and the same thing, you should have a lot of nachas. What do you need a mashal for that? He's looking for a mashal, and then he came out with an imshal. Why didn't you just say, Baruch Hashem, you have everything? And also, it's not a chiddush. I mean, most people, to have nachas from your kids is a very nice thing. That's a standard bracha. What was the chiddush over here? And it's very clear that it's a hemshich of this inyan over here. So let's try to understand a little bit about Yaakov's special bechina and his inyan. It says by Yaakov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Uferatz the yom of akedma tzofeinu v'negba." That you shall become, you shall reach out, you shall break out. Yomah kedma tzofeinu negba. The word uparatzta means to break through a fence, something that's contained. We had last week in the parasha, peretz loma paratzta, that when there's a natural fence that contains something, when something is contained and you breach the fence, that's called piritza. So why is it called uparatz the yom v'kedem tzofeinu v'negba? The teretz is every single person is a bal gvul. There's gvulas. A person has gvulas, and you can bench a person to maximize his kreiches. To break through gvulas is impossible. The person can go so far, the person can jump so far. Every person has gvulos by the very fact that he's a nivra. Adam has one more gvul. The ultimate gvul of Adam is misa. And given enough time, if a person had to have a million years, he could cover the whole world. But the fact that a person is about gvul, the fact that a person has gvulos, the ultimate gvul of a person is ul'anat tahoidach, that his life is over. V'im b'gvur shmeinim shana v'shegamu baser, it's 120 years. There are gvulos in time is the ultimate gvul of a person, and that is the safe passage. Adam b'shlei musay, Adam before they put the gvul on him was supposed to be without gvul. By Sinai, we went back to the claim as Adam. Whatever Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years, Adam was supposed to live without Misa. Adam's Metzias is a Metzias that was supposed to be without real Gvulos of Zman. And Bimela, he might have had a Gvul of Zman in this world, but Akaponim, you go to Gan Eden, go to Olam Haba right away. Whatever would be, Adam wouldn't have those gvulas. The Adam, the gvulas Adam is gvulas of Misa. That's the ultimate gvul of Adam. So Yaakov was told ufaratzda means you are going to break through the gvulas. We mentioned the pasuk Bachalticha Nachlas Yaakov, Vichod Nachla Bli Mitzarim. The Nachla of Yaakov is a Nachla that has no boundaries. A Meitzer is a boundary, and the Nachla of Yaakov is going to be a Nachla without boundaries. So, how does that work? On the one hand, there is no such thing as being a Bilti Baal Gvul in this world except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as not having boundaries. Everything is bounded. But on a deeper level, the koyach of zera is a koyach where a person is not bounded. A person has children, children have children, children's children are theirs. There's no reason for a gvul in that area. But let's try to understand it. In the koyach of zera, in a koyach of zera, there's a loshen chazal. Kol ha-meisim eina molidin v'kol mishe eina meis eina molid, that the people who die give birth, and the people and that which doesn't give birth, that which doesn't die doesn't give birth. So everybody who are those that die, that's the world, Nivroyim. Who's that which doesn't die? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, Chazal are linking the two. The Teretz is, there are two Eifanim in which they're supposed to be Metzias, either by Chayla Oilam or by Zera, either or. And now that's not Chayla Oilam, then it has to be through Zera. But let's understand it. The Zera itself, Lamashal, let's take an example. Let's say I make a machine that can make other machines. It's hard to say once I put the machine together, it's the machine that I'm the cause for that machine. And in poetic language, you can say, yes, my memory lives on, my legacy lives on. Every time we use the machine, I'm remembered. Those are very nice poetic ideas. But it's not me. I made a machine in the world. I caused something to happen, and I happened upon a great invention. I happened upon a great cure, and then people used it. So, you know, in some poetic way, yes, I'm a nimshach, but it's a reason. I'm the cause. The right way to say it is I caused A, which A survives forever. But it's not me. That is the that's ki'ilu the siyaktu. So that means that I can cause things, but it's not really me. On the other hand, it is shayach hechitimtza that it should be different. And let's understand that if something else is me be'etzem, l'mashal, if I happen to discover, by chance I discovered a cure for something, and that cure is there, and it helps people keep alive, and b'meila they live longer, they have more children, and those children have other children, I can definitely be the cause, but I can't say that my metzias is around forever. If let's say my whole metzias is a certain emes, Avram Avinu, his whole metzias was to be koyer b'shem Hashem. If that was to last, then it would be Avram, because that's Avram's metzias. Whereas a side thing, something that happens to come from me, I'm a cause, but it's not me. And let's go to the pasuk in the Yaakov Avinu's Loy Meis that he told of, that he said from Rabbi Yochanan. He asked him, doesn't it say Chanta Chontaya? So he said Mikra Nidairish. So what's the answer? I mean, he tells them this psukim that say Mifurish, he died. What are you going to do with it? So he says, well, I'm darshaning. What does it mean, is darshaning? So Reb Tzadik says that there are different dargis in the Bria. Let's just try to understand what that means. In a pasuk, you have the pshat in the pasuk. The drash of the pasuk is where the pasuk itself expresses itself, finds its way in other places. L'mashal, you have Dilim Tasalacha, Yudashna Hekish from Tzitzis, like Silva Shapnis, Dilim Tasva Silva Shapnis. And we dash it from the Smuchin. Smuchin is an accepted Jewish in Dvarim, that Tzitzis is Doicha Kilayim. So that means in the Parsha of Tzitzis, the Pasuk of Tzitzis appears in the Parsha of Kilayim. There's a Gedilim Tasalacha in Kilayim. It's not there on the Pshutosh Mikra. You can read the Pasuk, the Silvash Shatnes, 100 times. It's not going to get, there's nothing there. But in the world of Drusha, the Pasuk of Gdilan Tasalacha lies in the parish of here also. Yidashin Gzer Shavah, Yidashin Hekish. All the Drushas are where the Pasuk has a Metzias in other places as well. That's the Drusha. Drasha means where it's not in Pshat, there's an akuda from another parasha. That's the world of Drasha. So Reb Tzadik says, everything in the world fits in terms of Pshat and Drush, and Remez and Sa'id. It's true in Taira, and it's true in the Metzias of Bria. So in the Metzias of Bria, Yaakov Avinu Lomeis never found its way in the world of Pshat. In other words, mitzad the gvulus of Yaakov, Yaakov did not live forever. Moshe Rabbeinu for some daga, it says the kvur was a chizinayim, al yosef went up. Yaakov Avinu, that's not the place where it happened. So in the olam of pshat, you're right. But in the olam of drush, in other words, the metzias of Yaakov transferred over to another metzias. Like I would take the neshama from one and put it in another, that's the pshat in drasha. The word drasha means to expound, it means to enlarge, and specifically the Yud Gimel drashas are by and large places, the klal is melamed on the prat. The prat is melamed on the klal. Dover chodesh in a parasha lelamed al atzma yotza, and lamed al klal kula yotza. Everything drasha means where a pasuk has meaning in other places. It expresses itself in other dinim as well. That's the oilam of drash, and on that bechina we say Yaakov Avinu Lomeis. Specifically, it's in the world of Zaro Lomeis. Mazar b'chayim v'apu b'chayim means that the bechina's zera to Yaakov was not the pshat secondary, but it was his metzias. Let's explain it. Avram Avinu went around was Koyer B'Shem Hashem. And it's a tremendous inyan that he was making Yitzchak, who was Mamshech, like the Rambam says. He was Mamshech and Dajin. It's not a chisorin that he had a son Yishmael. His metzias was Avram, all the midas and milas tevis that Avram had, and carrying it on was a secondary chelik of that avodah. So b'meila, as much as he accomplished. Just like if a person gives chesed, he gives $1,000, and that's stretching his budget. No one's gonna have time, he didn't give $1,500. I gave a lot. The Yitzchak passed on certain midas, and the fact that he had Yaakov was very good. It went on through Yaakov. The fact that Esav fell by the wayside, he fell by the wayside. But that's not a chisorin. The just like, for instance, if I'm in charge of manufacturing and there's a problem with the shipping, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's not my problem. I produced a wonderful product. You've got a problem that when you ship it, it breaks, it cracks, whatever it is. So in the midah of Avram and in Yitzchak, there was no nekuda of problem with that it didn't that they went off, because there wasn't, the children were an important thing. It says that Yaakov will be mitzvah, beis, achra, and so on and so forth, but that's not his whole mehus. That's I hold of chesed, and I try to get it to continue. Yaakov Avinu's mitzias, we spoke a lot of times, the fact that he was concerned that there was shema yesh psul bazari. Yaakov Avinu's mitzias was the mitzias of carrying it onwards. The zaro of Yaakov was his etzem mitzias, and therefore the Yisrael is called Yisrael. We're called Bnei Avram, we're called Bnei Yitzchak, but we're called Yisrael. We even called Bnei Yaakov, but we're called Yisrael. We're Bnei Yisrael, and we're Yisrael itself. The Metzias of the Zera being like the Sheirish, being the Atzmius of the Sheirish, that lies in Yaakov Dafka. And B'meila, it's only Yaakov Avinu that Mazar Mechayev Afu Bechayev. Because that is the Metzias of Yaakov. So for Yaakov, the Zera Kodesh is not ancillary, it's the Etzem Metzias. The Zera says why he benched Yosef. The first pshat is S. The pshat of S means S HaTofel. It says S HaTofel Absor is Marbe Sar by Tevila. When the Zera is a pchina of toffel to the person himself, it's part of his mitzias, then a bracha on the Zera is a bracha on the person himself. And that's what he was saying over here. The mashal to the Elon is a tremendous oimik. It's not just a very nice, a very pleasantly poetic way of benching him. He was saying the mashal was to a tree. A tree is has peiris, but the pasuk says that it has zera in it. The zara boy liminehu, that's its mitzias. Peiris on miloshim parav arava, it means its mitzias. Every tree is there in order to propagate the zera. That's what the tree is. The tree is not just something to eat in the mikra. The zera comes along. It's designed so that the Zera gets carried onwards. He was Megala in the Pasuk that there's a Bechina. I have to bench my host. And the Bracha on the Zera is a Bracha. The Vayevarech of Yosef is that the Yevarech HaSana'orim, the Yikarivem Shmi. The fact that the Ne'orim on Nikra B'Shem Avoysom is a bracha for Avoysom. It's my accomplishment. It's my Metzias. My Metzias is that I put down something whose Metzias is Nitzchias. So it's not just the pshat I happen to give birth to a child, and the child happens to be very good, and I have a lot of nachas from it. I'm basking in his reflected glory. It's my Metzias. You find, I once heard somebody in just a Dove Emes Admoit, Akadosh Baruch Hu, they told David, you know, David, you wanted to build a bias, but Yadchadom Mileu, you can't build a bias, you can't build a bias. It's going to be Shlomo that's going to build a bias after you. But he says, you know, Akadosh Baruch Hu tells him, no, I know how much you want to build a bias, this, this, and that. So was Akadosh Baruch Hu teasing him? I mean, why do you go through? It could say, you know, you want to build a bias, I'm sorry you can't build a bias. He goes through, he says, I know how much you want to build a bias, and you did this, and this, and this, and so on and so forth, but you can't. It's Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teasing him. And then, so I once heard somebody, Dava Pashim, Dava Emes, that because David wanted to build it so much, that was his mitzias, so Shlomo building it was the hemshech of his mitzias. We say when we say in the Aneinu, we say Dovidu Shlomo Bno in Bineshima Achas. In other words, it became, if that was David's mitzias, that was Shlomo's mitzias. Since he was supposed to be the Etzem Zera Melucha, the mitzias of the Zera is Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, because you want it so much, your son building it is going to be you building it, because that's your atzmius. That is, so Yaakov Avinu's mitzias is, since Avos Michlal Dikotoldos, Yaakov Avinu's mitzias had to be Avraham and Yitzhak put down the central nekudas of Avos, the token of Avos. Yaakov Avinu's mida was that the hemshach of it, the sheirish of it, the zaro, the l'man yitzaves beisa achrov becomes the etzem mitzias of Haisom. So that when there's a hemshach of deiris, it's not the pshat, also a hemshach of deiris, but that becomes the etzem mitzias of Yisrael. And therefore, it's not shaykh to be born out of Yisrael, it's not shaykh to shake off Yisrael, because that becomes the etzem mitzias. Let's understand how that is. In other words, what mid is that over there, and how it works. And that's the second part of the Zohar. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu complains to Klal Yisrael, Anoichi netatich soirek kulei zera emes eich nefchu l'surei nechviya. I planted Klal Yisrael the best type of anavim. The seeds I put into the ground are the best type of anavim. How did I get something else out of the ground? And he uses it, soirek is a very good type of grape, very good type of vine. But he says, kuloi zera emes, zera of emes. In other words, when in seeding, there can't be, if I plant chita, I can't get soirek. And therefore the Navi says, there's something wrong here. It's an impossibility. If I planted kuloi zera emes, then it can't be that there's something else growing over here. The in Zera itself, whatever gets planted, if that's its metzias, then what's going to grow is going to have to be the same metzias. That is the mahalach of Zera and the Bria. Let's take it one step further. Let's say a person in the kochos nefesh of a person. Let's say a person has children because he needs people to help him farm the land. That's his bottom line. I like to display them. I like covet and so on. So be'etzim. It's not the etzem mitzias that I see as toiv, but I need them to help farm the land, but I want to have kids that I like. I want to have kids that think like me. I want to have kids. Let's go a step further. If in the etzem mitzias of the Zriya, there's a kavana other than Lishma, then it's not Zera Emes. The Pshat is the Zriya itself is not me, my Atzmi is being Nisra, I'm having Ana, and there's a pool of Zriya also happening. Yaakov Avinu's Pchina of Kedusha, that the Roy Kerem Yavav means that his Zriya was kulei zera emes. It was what he was doing was planting Yaakov Avinu. The etzem atzmius of Yaakov was being planted over here. That the mid of emes, as it expresses itself over here, is when a person is planting for his own hana and b'mikrit is also something coming out. That's lacking in emes. That zera is not. It's not me exactly. It's something else. Where it's Kulay, the dag of Yaakov Avinu, that's called Kulay Zera Emes. And b'meil, it's not possible it should be anything else other than what was planted. The dag, and that's the second pshat in the Zohar, that Yosef, the S means ois, it's to be translated as word ois. In Yaakov Avinu, whose darga was Kedusha, and Yosef, who was Shemes Abris. So when you bench the Zera, you are benching him, because it's his Atzmius. There's nothing else mixed into Zera. There's no Hanah, there's no Mikra, nothing. It's Kuloi. The Hefer of Kedusha is called Mikra, it's called Keri. In other words, the Zera's Mikra, what should have been Atzmius of Adam, becomes Mikra. That is where it's mitzad, not of Kedusha. Where it's mitzad Kedusha, it's called Kuloi Zera Emes. That Metzias is called the Metzias of Yaakov and Yosef, who was Zayim Tikkun. So in Yosef, Vayivarech Yosef, when you say that the children are going to be Nisrabe and Parav Rava, then you're benching Yosef. That's a bracha of Yosef, because that is Yosef. So let's put it together. The Metzias of the Avos, each one had a Metzias and also an Inyan to pass on that Metzias. But the Metzias of Ram was Hakar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Chesed. Metzias of Yitzchak was Yira. It was Metzias Nefesh. And also, it's very important to pass it on. Yaakov Avinu's Midah of Emes meant that there would become Nitzchias, those Midas and those Inyanim. Like we spoke a lot of time, that Emes is something that's Nitzchi, and therefore the Chalois on Zera would be Zera Emes, and there would be the Hemshech of the Doris would be through him Dafka. He was the one that was Pirates Kedorim. Uferatzta means Yaakov Avinu's Mitzias became Pes Gedukvulas Gedorim, Nachlovi Mitzorim. The only way it's possible, as long as there's Misa in the world, and as long as there's a Gvul on Shnoisa Adam, Yemeya Adam, it's only Shayach through Zarei. And the big Mida is that the Zarei should become like him. And so, Mitzad the Pshat of the world, everybody's limited. Mitzad the Teichen of the world, Mitzad the Pchina Zerav Shaboy, a person has a Hemshech, and so on. That is the Inyan of Yaakov. Yaakov wanted to be Megala the case to his children, because whatever is in Yaakov is, he's supposed to be Mamshechit, and he's supposed to be Mamshechit to his children. And there's a problem, because Be'etzim, the Kates itself, is something that's supposed to be hidden, mitzad its own mitzias. You can't have a Kates that's open, because tachlis, it's like if I tell a person, I'm putting you in an Nisayon to see if you'll depend on bitachon, if you'll live on bitachon. If he knows when the Nisayon is over, then it's not a Nisayon anymore. You know, it's mitzad the inyonim that needed a tikkun. Mitzad the Golos, you couldn't have a Nisoyin. You couldn't have a Kates. But Yaakov felt that his Zarei have to be the same as him. It says they went into... HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, in order... The Avodah of the Zera, doesn't lie in the planning for tomorrow. It lies in the asiyah now. In other words, if you noiteya zera emes, then the results will be zera emes. In order for Yaakov to make sure that the children, Yaakov's havamina was that to make sure that the children are emes, to make sure that the children are like Yaakov, the Mazar Afhu, he needs to give them everything, including the Kates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. The Mahalach is, as long as what you do now is emes mitzad atzmai, so then the results will be emes also. The Avoida of Zarei, Bechayev, Afhu Bechayev, lies not in planning, you know, since I'm going to live through my kids, I have to plan out their future. It lies in the emes now. And therefore, what I'm doing now is, if you're telling them now, ish kefi bechasam, if you're being magdir the emes now, when the time will come for kates, they'll deher the kates. That's not going to be a problem. We spoke about Yaakovino and the ultimate avoda of Mazar b'chayav, Afu b'chayav, and so on. So mitzad the inyan of Leiden Chinuch, I mean the b'china zera emes of Yaakov, that's a big inyan of kedusha that we're not shy to so much, it's beyond us, but. Mitzad avoida, there's a mahalach here. A person does things. A person, let's take things that are similar to Zara. A person teaches. A person is a mechanech. And there's a b'china of banecha ila talmidim. And Talmud Torah fakir, talmidim are called banim. They're the ikar banim. A person does pu'ulos. A person even learns himself. The Bar Das understands that only things that have a kiyum are worth having. In other words, things that don't last forever are not really. What's the point of it, so to speak? If something that peters out, it's gone today, it's gone tomorrow, it's gone the day after. But if it's gone, there's no real sipuk davoida. Nobody wants to teach somebody in the person and it left no roshim on the person. Certainly, there's an inyan to teach, to plan ahead. In other words, if I want to be mechanech my child, I have to think, what's a good derech that he should go on, that, you know, chanech anal pidakar, gam ki yaskin leyosim imena. So there is an inyan, mitzari shtadlos and seichel and so on, to take into account the long effects. I'm being mechanech somebody, I'm teaching somebody something. A deeper insight is, how do these ma'isim have a hemshech? How does ma'isim continue? Anything that's balgvul and that fades away, it's not, somewhere along the line we feel that's not good. But davoida, so mitzah darkei shtadlus darkei avoida, planning for the future is important. But the real inyan, the real kaiveya of what my pa'ulis are worth to me and how long they have a kiyum is totally if it was kuli zera emes. If when a person is, let's take the example of teaching, if when the person is teaching, what he's teaching is be'emes, it has a kiyum. And then when the person picked up the message, he also picked it up be'emes. The divrei nevi'im we categorize as emes. It's the first davar that's not coming from Hashem. It's the first teachings coming from a person. And the reason it's emes v'kayim la'ad, dvorcha v'kayim la'ad is not a brocha on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but a brocha on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's diburim through nevi'im. Since the Nevi'im were Nevi'i Emes, and they added nothing, in as much as a teacher, whether it's your children, whether it's Stam kids, or whatever, in as much as what a person teaches, he gets, it's L'hanos Atzmai. It's Gaivas Atzmai. He wants his kid to do well so that he be Nachas to him. That he can be very proud to be, I'm the proud parent of his child. All of the above means that it's lacking in Zera Emes. The person's Zriya, it's Mikra. In other words, the Emes there is ancillary to the Teichen. So therefore, if the person, first, let's say somebody gives me a lot of money to teach his child the Parshan Chumash. So better what I'm doing is earning money. The Mikra is, it could have been for giving piano lessons. It could have been for building a building. It's for teaching him the parasha. If that's the netiya, then definitely two things. First of all, it has no kiyum. It'll peter out because I didn't put in my neshama into that parsha. And secondly, I can't say that that's my accomplishment. I don't see my chiyus living through him. The Adam was meant to live forever. And that's why our biggest frustration is Misa. Misa is a frustration because, why should Misa be a frustration? Everybody knows, nobody's frustrated that he can't jump 100 miles. He knows the Gvul Adam is to jump a few feet. Nobody's frustrated that he doesn't have wings. The Gvulus Adam is we have. So why are we frustrated that we're going to die? I mean, that's Gvulus Adam. The Torah says it's not Gvulus Adam. Just like a person who's paralyzed, Chavon HaTzan, is frustrated because Adam is supposed to be able to move his hands and feet. So the same thing, Adam has in himself the Nekudah is supposed to be Chai La'olam. And when you comfort a person, you did wonderful things. You gave a lot of tzedakah. Fine. If it's not the pshat that it's my metzias that went into it, if it's not the pshat that that's my atzmis that tzedakah gave, then it's not a necham. I don't feel, there is no Chai La'olam. That's not a broch on the Elon. It's not a bracha on Yosef. It's not a bracha on Yaakov. All of those, the bircha zera is not a bracha if the zera are not the atzmis. Those things that a person puts his atzmis into. When a person sees himself, let's say for a person who tzedakah is his mahal kachayim, if he sees himself being the tzedakah that he gives, that's his metzias in the world. If he sees the parasha that he's teaching is a piece of self that he's putting in. The child that he's raising is his own metzias of she'ifa and ruchnias is going to the child. That becomes zarek. That becomes himself. That's what the Ramami Panu says. Yaakov and Moshe, it's the chiddush is that even after the zara is around, when you're benching them, a bracha on the zera is chal on him because it's chaynu hach. The zekala Adam is that Adam wants to be v'chay loylam. That is his mitzvah of v'chay loylam. And only those activities that a person does that are coming from his own mitzvahs are zeich to that bracha. Only the things. Whatever a person gives that's himself, if the Elon sees its Matthias as himself, then the bracha on the Matthias is a bracha of Atala. I mean, what does it give me if there are a lot of lovely Matthias all around? It's competition. It's not giving me anything. The after he understood, that was the Masamatna of Reb Yitzchak with Reb Nachman. After Reb Yitzchak was Megalit in the Seid, of Mahu Bazara Bechayev Afu Bechayim, that the ultimate mitzvah of Klal Yisrael is that the chiyus la'ad of a person is the zari, and it's shayach by Yaakov Avinu, where his leiro carry was coolly done lishma, that produces zera emes, then the bracha that everything that comes to you, that all the netiyas that are carved from you, are like you, that becomes a bracha on the atmis of the person. Bazar b'chayev afu b'chayev.